And Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures, where they will be closing out the duck season. West Zone wraps up tomorrow. And, Ryan, are y'all able to hunt out there, or do you have no water? What's the situation?
No, we've got water. It's a neap tide right now. So there's water, and we have a south wind. So I have 6 blinds out this morning, and tomorrow hopefully we'll get in before that weather, because, boys, it's going to break loose.
Yes, it is.
When it does, you know, when it blows like that, you know, you're going to have ducks like crazy. There's just 10,000 ducks sitting out there on the outside. The last 2 days, it was dead calm and 80. And then yesterday, I couldn't see 50 yards. I could see just past my decoys all day.
Did the birds fly at all in that fog or no?
Well, how do you know?
Yeah, right, unless they hit the water and splash.
You know, when they come right over the decoy fly, you get a quick shot, and we got a few of them. But, boy, I'll tell you what, I couldn't see, you know, from my north line to Patricio, I couldn't see Patricio all day. And there's only, what, 60, 70 yards between those two blinds.
You know, so how would you rank this year compared to other years?
Strange, extremely strange. You know, as far as ducks, we killed a lot of ducks, made a lot of happy people, and the fishing was off the chain the whole time.
Yeah.
So we were very successful as a unit, but we probably killed less ducks because we didn't kill limits like we normally do. You know, you get 10, 12, 15 ducks in a blind. Yesterday, I think 15 was my high. And 5 was the low yesterday evening, because we hunted in the evening yesterday, everybody but me, because my guys had to leave. But, you know, it was good. The gadwalls were really down because of no aquatic vegetation. You know, down there in Venice, there's a couple of places that there's grass and it's just covered in gadwalls. And, you know, it's that simple, that if you have a couple of ponds with grass that are landlocked, boom, there they are. You know, you got to have vegetation, you got to have food.
Yep. Well, you know, I got this question. What am I putting on the stovetop to prepare for the cold weather Monday? I'm not real sure. I got a lot of choices, but I'll come up with something for sure. What about you guys down there? I guess it's going to be gumbo weather for you guys.
Huh? Well, it's always gumbo weather, but I'm going to make red bean soup. I'm going home today, and I'm going to make a big red bean soup, and I'm making it with a lot of meat and some those eggshell noodles. Mm-hmm. And I put that in there, and I stole that from old Mouse from his old restaurant. It's super good in the wintertime, and it's nice and warm. And I'll be doing that this evening sometime. I'm going to go home up. The sciatic nerve's about to run me crazy.
Yeah, you got to take care of that, and especially bad.
I'm going to get an MRI Tuesday before I go back to Mexico next week. So,
man, you got to get a lot of frequent flyer miles, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I showed up in Mexico this week. They said, why'd you come if you can't walk? I said, I'm going to walk. I got it out, and I did. But one day I didn't finish the quail hunt because I was hurting so bad. Thank God, because they hit a honey beehive.
Ooh.
It was wearing them out, and I was sitting there laughing, so it was good.
Yeah, it's not funny unless you're in it, unless you're in the attack, then it's not funny at all.
Yeah, they was swatting them bees in the running. It was funny. And then
Ryan, you know, like Darryl, you rarely get freezes down that far along the coast or that far south, and you keep your boats in sheds. Any particular precautions you take to keep problems when you get these hard freezes like this?
Yeah, you trim your motor all the way down to where it's
right,
tucked in, and the water comes out of your lower unit. You don't want that water sitting in the foot of your motor, because if it freezes, it could expand and crack that thing. So you want to trim those motors all the way down and get that water out of there. And other than that, yeah, not much. You know, just get rid of the water, and you shouldn't have any more trouble.
Yeah, keep your batteries charged, too. That was another good tip.
It will kill a battery. If you got a bad battery, you go find out this week.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, when you get back from Mexico, hopefully we'll get some good winter fishing. You know, we're getting ready to enter February, which is one of the toughest months. But you guys catch fish 12 months a year down there. So tell them how to get you and get some info on your bookings.
Yeah. The fish is off the charts. I mean, and it's going to keep going in February. The river's down. The water's absolutely beautiful. We fly fished in the fog yesterday, and they landed 5, which is pretty good for, you know, fly fishing. But they can just call me at CajunFishingAdventures.com or call me at 504-559-5111. And now it's fishing season.
All right. Stock up on that ibuprofen and stay warm, my friend.
Oh, my God. I'm wearing it out. All right.
Talk to you next week. There you go. It's Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, we got John Terrebonne with the Convent Hunting Club. That's the rabbit guys. Boy, they got what they want, some cold weather, good weather to be some rabbit hunting. He says they stocked the big pond at Lamar Dixon with rainbow trout, but they never seem to announce it. They're easy to catch if you know what you're doing. He throws those inline spinners on light line. Hold on, enjoy the fight. They are very acrobatic. And that was old man Sam gave us the rooster tail advice with the MEP spinner. Universal bait. Only thing he's hunting is another log to throw on the fire. All right, that's our text. When we come back, we're going to check in with Mike Smith. He's over in the Hopedale area. We'll find out what's going on. Delacroix, Hopedale is where his leases are. We'll find out what the duck situation is there on this final weekend of the West Zone. And you're listening to it live on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.